Welcome to Shadow Factory Chats, a podcast dedicated to tech news, trends, virtual reality, and more. Meet the team and some special guests and hear their two cents on what's happening in today's digital world. Check us out at www.shadowfactory.io. Now, let's tune in.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about the difference between AR and VR. So can I start with you, Alex? What is AR and VR?
Well, AR, standing for augmented reality, and VR is virtual reality. And essentially, I guess the key differences are that augmented reality mixes in the real world with and sort of overlays visuals over the top of that, sort of augmenting reality. Whereas virtual reality will take a person to a completely immersive virtual experience, which is completely away from reality. Yeah, basically.
And do you have anything to add to that?
Nope, that's pretty good.
No? Okay. How popular is AR and VR just now?
Me?
Amit?
Well, I think a lot of people try to draw a differentiation between the two, and they say, you know, VR is better than AR, or AR is better than VR, or one will be more popular than the other. We actually don't look at it the same way. We actually think of it as a threshold setting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you choosing the level of immersion. So obviously, if you put on a VR headset, you get transported to a whole other planet. If you put on an AR headset, you know, you're still in the world with everybody and you still see everything around you. But you get, you know, additional data and additional graphics on top of that. Mm-hmm. So it's like a volume setting. How immersed do I want to be right now?
Okay. And what do people most, like your clients, for example, what do they tend to go for most? They'd rather to go for virtual reality software, or they just rather simpler?
I think it depends on the kind of campaign that they're running. So mm-hmm. if they're looking for something more event-based and more socially shareable, they tend to want an augmented reality solution where people can run it off of an app on their phone and they can walk around and still see the space.
Mm-hmm.
If it's more of a spectacle type deal where they really just want to blow people's minds and like do something they've never seen before, they tend to do a high-end setup with the VR headset and transport people to a whole other place.
Okay. So. And how has AR and VR developed over the years? I mean, going back to, say, from when Pokemon Go became the big boom, how has it developed now?
Well, AR has definitely, it is constantly evolving with the release of new platforms like AR Kit and AR Core. A lot of the these companies are making it more easily accessible for developers to create amazing content. And the hardware is now getting to a point where, or the software and hardware is getting to a point where you can have really amazing tracking and create quite amazing experiences. Essentially, the boundaries of where your creativity is sort of like, before you had limits, whereas now you can bring whole almost Hollywood style level scenes into augmented reality, and which is something that you couldn't do before.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the game engines like Unreal and Unity are integrating really well as well now into augmented reality. So you're starting to see the rise of like sort of powerfully graphics led computer games, which are now being released on AR platforms as well.
Okay. So you mentioned hardware. I mean, what kind of equipment is involved with AR and VR?
There's all kinds of equipment involved. So it starts with as simple as your mobile phone, all the way to very end high-end headsets like the HTC Vive
mm-hmm.
for VR or the Oculus. On the AR side, there are devices like the Meta 2, the Microsoft HoloLens, the Magic Leap. There's all kinds of devices coming out soon. So.
Okay. How does mixed reality fit into this? I mean, I think some people get confused between augmented reality and mixed reality. There's maybe a fine line. I mean, how would you differentiate?
So again, if we're talking about the threshold setting, AR is over here, VR is over here, and VR is the maximum setting.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed reality is somewhere in the middle. And the way that the technology works is it actually maps the environment that you're in. augmented reality doesn't do that. Augmented reality just knows where you are geographically and starts to lay down data for you. Mixed reality actually knows there's a table here, there's a wall here, and can actually spatially map this, the room, and place holograms inside the room based off of the geometry.
Okay.
So.
And what about 360 videos? Would that be more of a basic?
That's the starter.
That's the very
basic. Yeah.
Okay. So out of all of these, what do you think is will be the most popular? What will be the most in high demand?
There's definitely a time and a place for all the different types of mediums. A lot of people want to see 360 videos. You know, you can and then have them spliced with visual effects or. But then there's also a time for augmented or even virtual reality. There's not going to be one that's going to push all of the others away. I think all of them have a place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you have anything further on that?
No, I agree.
Yeah. But for virtual reality, do you not see it that in the future we won't need to use the headsets? You can actually.
I think we're getting very close to the holodeck. I think that someone's going to figure that out in the next 10 years, and it'll be a whole new kind of holographic projection system for spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that'll be the new TV.
Yeah. Oh, we'll need TV soon. Hi, Simone. So I was just talking with Alex and Amit about AR and VR. I just want to talk to you a bit more about AR,
sure.
As Facebook does a lot of apps, which Facebook filters, which is AR. Could you tell me a bit more about that, like what Shadow Factory have done?
So we are a developer for Facebook filters. We create filters for various events, for various celebrations, holidays, and we have some very talented in-house designers who have created them for us, and. They start from being, you know, just frames to filters that have animation. We've had some filters, for St. Patrick's Day. That's one of our highest rating filters that we've had on Facebook. And that highest rating means a filter that has had a high number of downloads and hits. And then we've had, filters that we've created for just private clients of ours. An example of that would be HSBC. They came to us and they wanted us to create a filter for their Rugby Sevens. And I think it was like 50,000 downloads of that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a filter that they had like all the countries playing rugby and like on their face. It was really cool.
Yeah.
So, and with AR filters, it is a lot more accessible to everyone because you don't need the actual hardware like VR. You can just use your phone. I think that's what I think about AR. I really like the fact that AR can be created quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a lot of lead time to come together and think about an idea. It's quite straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not like a 2-day thing to create. But it also it does take a lot of creativity to come up with an idea. My favorite one is actually not a Shadow Factory one, but it's one that you can find on Facebook, and it's a cat one. And because I like cats, so you've got the ears and the whiskers and the nose. So that's my 2 cents on AR filters. I hope that helps, Olivia.
Yeah. So if your company is interested in developing a Facebook app, please contact us on the link below.